Okay, let's get into Zvachim Daf Chavtes as we continue here in the second parak of Meseches Zvachim. And we are on Chavtes Amud Aleph. We just read the Brisa, which was the final maskana of the Gemara, at least up until this point, of what is the makar for pigul versus pasal. How do we know chutz lezmano is kares, and how do we know chutz lemkomo is not kares? The ultimate pigul is, so to speak, is chutz lezmano, the ultimate rejection, and while chutz lemkomo is lesser. So we learned it out from the psukim in the pasuk in Parshas Sav, what the Gemara called the longer pasuk, and the shorter pasuk is left in Parshas Kedoshim. That's what we're up to now, discussing according to this final maskana of Rava, who learns it all from the pasuk in Sav. So what does he learn out from the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim? Amalei Rav Papa LaRava, about the fifth line on Chaf Tesam and Aleph. Rav Papa asked Rava, Lididach Shlishi, the Parshas Kedoshim to you, my Darashbe. The Shlishi, the Lashon of Bayama Shlishi, in Parshas Kedoshim, what do you use it for? Right? Because you darshaned everything, you learned everything out from the pasuk in Parshas Sav. So what do you learn out from that pasuk? So Umi Bailei is to teach us Lemakom Shiyehe Meshulash Bidam Ubabasar Ubeimurim, to teach us that it only is a problem if it is a place that is Mishulash, that has all three elements, Dam, Basar, and Emurim. What exactly does that mean? Five different pshatim on the page. Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi quotes a pshat, and then Tosfos quotes four or five more pshatim. What exactly does this mean? Rashi says this means, in the machshava of chutz lemkomo, it only is a problem where I think of a place which is ra'ui, at some point, under some circumstance, to have Dam, Basar, and Emurim, which means outside the Azara or outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside Yerushalayim. Why? Sometimes you could have Zrikas Adam there. How? How? By Obama. Sometimes you could have Akhtar Simurim there. Sometimes you could have eating there. That applies. All outside. What's excluded according to Rashi? Inside. Heichal. If I have a machshava, chutz lemkomo, to be Zorik inside the Heichal, but the Heichal never has Achila. It never has that, so therefore, it is not Mishulash Bedam Ubevasar Ubeimurim, so it is not a problematic Chutz Lemkomo thought. That's Rashi. Tosfos argues, Tosfos quotes, after quoting Rashi, he says, Lo Duck, Bekuntris, Dachilas Basar, not Mati Mishkachas Behechal. There is a time that we find eating the meat in the Hechal. Where do we find that? Later on, in Daf Samach Gimel and Aleph, where the Gemara discusses, where you have Ovdei Kochavim surrounding the Azara. And there's no place to go outside. The Kohanim could go inside. Kohanim nechnasim behecho v'ochlin sham kachi kachim. We'll have to talk about, even in the Kodesh Kadashim, could you even eat there? So we'll have to see. But Tosfos says you do have achila sometimes inside the hechal. Tosfos, with other questions, gives another pshat, gives another four or five pshatim. Four pshatim. Tosfos says v'yesh b'farshim about a third of the way down. Maka mishulesh hainu. It's not limited to chutzlam komo, as Rashi says. But hainu shelo pasla machshava, any machshava is only a problem on mizbech achitzon. Mizbech achitzon, which has all three, shlosh and ksherim bo. You have all three. You have meat, you have dam, you have haktara, you have achila. Lafuki mizbech apnimi sheinosim bo rak dam. La mizbech apnimi only has dam on it, right? And ktores, but you never have basar or emurin. So that's why it's not a makom that is subject to a problematic machshava. And then Tosfos says again, v'izeh yafshar. Again, it's a problem. The matonos apnimios plotu Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. We had a machlokas earlier. The Rabbanan hold there is pigol by the chatos apnimios, and that's only by the mizbeach apnimi. So Tosfos says, v'yesh mefarshim, I'll give you a third shot. T'maka mishulash haynu d'be'inon she'ya'amot ha'mechashev b'maka mishulash. Not about the content of the thought, but about the person making the thought. The one who is having the problematic thought has to stand in a place that is Maka Mishulash. Prat lo'omed chutz la'azara. That Maka Mishulash is in the Azara, but chutz la'azara is excluded. And therefore, if somebody is shechting with a very long knife and standing outside the Azara, so and he has a machshav, his pigol or puzzle, that's not going to be a problem. Well, the Pirish Zek HaShem Yatharas HaPenimios, Delam Maka Mishulash, who again he asks, but that is a kasha on the Chatos HaPenimios, because it's not Maka Mishulash, and it's still pigol. So, that's Tosfos' next shot. Then Tosfos quotes Rabbi Yom Tov, Mifarish, last skinny line, Maka Mishulash, Hainu Sheyachshov Lizrok B'makom, Shadamu Basrei Murim Psulin, Kegon, B'machashiv Lizrok Kachim Kalim, Chusli Rishalayim. You have to think of a place that's always excluded. But if you think about Yerushalayim, even though that's outside, we used to do the Zrika, it's not going to be a problem. Again, and a couple of others where One thinks it has to be outside Shlosha Yamim. Okay, anyway, there's a number of different pshatim, as we can see. What does this line mean? Mishulish b'dam basar b'murin, but that's what Rava uses the pasuk in Parsha Safor to teach me that added halacha. Says the Gemara, now back to the Gemara. Tepaglei mikra kama. Why can't you learn that also from the first pasuk in Sav? Im he'achel ye'achel mida afgir achmana b'lashon shlishi. Right, it says shlishi there too, so therefore also it might be mishulish. Again, what do you need Parsha Sav, Parsha Kedoshim for? Amar Ravashi, I'm reaching l'shmaitza kamed Rav Masna. I told Rav Masna this, and he told me the following. Amar Lei, ime hasav, if I only had that pasik, in Sav, hava mina shlishi, prat. Pigol, klau. Nasa, klau, mosif, ala prat. I would have learned it as a klau, pratu klau, and the klau is mosif, is rabu, sharma komas. I would have included all the komos. Not the limitation of Makam Mishulash, Kamash Malah, and that's why you have to have the extra pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim to teach me this halacha. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Another brisa talking about the basics of pigol and the source. How do you know pigol chutz lismano and chutz limkoma? Tana Rabbanan vim hei achel ye achel mi b'sar zevach shlamav. The pasuk in Parshas Sav, again, the main pasuk of Pigol, Rabbi Eliezer, remember the source of Pigol is by Shlamim, and we extend it to other Kabanos. It is interesting, maybe we'll talk about it at some point, why Dafka is such problematic? This Pigol, Dafka, it's mentioned by Kachi Kalam. Why not by Kachi Kachim? Right? Is it saying even by Kachi Kalam it's a problem? But that's the source. It's by Kachi Kalam. Amr Eliezer, Kof Aznecha Lishmoa, B'machashev Lecho Mizivcho, B'yom HaShlishi Yekazim Medaber. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kof Aznecha, unusual Lashon. Turn your ear to hear. Focus on this. If you don't focus on this, you're not going to get it. Different Pshatim, why he uses that Lashon here. But she says, listen, what's the pasuk talking about? B'machashev Lecho Mizivcho, when you're thinking to yourself, B'yom HaShlishi Yekazim Medaber. Right? It's not, like we said, the pashas of eating it after, but you're thinking about eating it after. Oh, eino ella, ba'ochel mizivcho liyom ha'shlishi, or maybe not. Maybe it's referring to actual eating on the third day. So Gemara is going to go into another source. Amrit, says the Gemara, rhetorically, achashu kasher, what we mentioned yesterday, Shir, achashu kasher, yachzer v'yipasel. Once you've done the avoda correctly, you've done all the avodas adam, you're going to tell me that if you eat it now, after the proper time, that's going to ruin the avoda? You already did it. It's finished. So therefore, you can't ruin something once it's done, and that's why the pasuk can't be talking about actually eating it on the third day. It must be talking about thinking about eating it on the third day. The Sfas Emes, interesting, has the suggestion. He says maybe the Havamina is that it should have been both, says the Sfas Emes, Ksas Kasha. How do you know from this Yachzer Akasha V'Yipasel, Nehi Demikoach Demayri B'machshava, Mikom Makom, Nucha L'Kayim Gam Akra Kipshuto, Tetzorech L'Skayim HaMachshava B'Maisa, Avalam Lokiyem HaShachishev L'Natsa Pigol, maybe you have to think about eating on the third day, and eat it on the third day. V'Yemke Nifzal Mikoach HaMachshava, V'Rak T'nai Hitel HaKasav, She'is Kayim HaMachshava, So Oz Nifzal HaMafreya. So then it'll be Nifzal HaMafreya. And maybe he said that's even Shitas Rabbi Akiva, which we're going to have, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But that's the Sfas Emes' interesting explanation of the Gemara, or difficulty a little bit with the Gemara. So how do you know? Once you know it's talking about the Mechashev, maybe it's the Mechashev and the Achila, and not just the Mechashev. So that was the suggestion. The language here, if you could be Medayik, in the language, and the language of many other Gemaras also, is that this is a Machshava of Pigol. A Machshava of Pigol. We discussed this back on Dav Beis also. Is this literally Machshava, or does one require Dibur? Does one have to say something? So the Gemara says this in a few places, but the Rishonim discussed this. Rashi and Tosfos in a few places. Rashi later on Mem Aleph Amud Beis says Beferish. Tosfos at the end of Hamafkid says Dibur. When it says Machshava, it really means Dibur. V'chol Machshava dekachim motzi bepehu. It's you're actually saying it with your mouth. That's Rashi here on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. That's what the Shidim Kubetza says, Ayin Tosfos, over there, Ayin Tosfos La'el, Beis Amad Aleph. Look at the Tosfos, but we had that back on that base. So it's discussed. Is it the Dibur, is it Machshava? So that was this. That was the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Smag. Why would you need Dibur? Why Dafka Dibur? Why wouldn't Machshava be enough to make it problematic? So there are a couple of suggestions. The Shin Mukubetzes in Bab Metzia, there on that Gemara, Daf Mem Gimel says, even though we learn it out from Lo Yechashev, there's another Pasuk. The Shita quotes this from the Reb Aaron mi Regensburg. Umishim de Sifri, de Bisifri Darash mi Lotizbach, Vechulu Kol Davara, Ubin Machashev Bekachim Loke. So it says, Umidavke Krab Lashon Dibur, Davara, Dibura. So maybe that's a Lashon of Dibur. Or some of the other Achronim, the Panim Eros, others suggest, if, like we said back on Daf Beis, that Stama is Lashma by Kachim, an Isha is not Lav Lagershin Omedes, but a Karban is Stama Lashma. So if there's Stama Lashma, how do you overcome Stama Lashma? Maybe you need something stronger, and that is a Dibur. That is a Dibur, and therefore, that's maybe why one would require a Dibur. Kiva, Shastam Svachim, reading from the Panim Irish. Shastam Zachim Lishman, Hey Momdin, Velaso, Samkil, Chasam, Kubavur, Leel, Kede Lakar as a Stamat, Zach Shomar Befiv, Velo Moila, Machshava Lavada, and therefore, that's why you would require a Dibur. But that's a group of Rishonim. But the Rambam, the Mishnah Lamelech, assumes the Rambam holds, the Sefer Achinuch says it beferish, pure Machshava. Just Machshava has the power to be Mefagel, the Karban. Right? So we'll have to get back to the Shaman Amabes when we talk about Pigel being a Lav Sheim B'Maisa. We'll have to come back to that and see the Sfasemis there and see the Ramban. Beth Hashem will come back a little bit later. But either way, we're back to the Brisa. So the Brisa says that the Pasig must be talking about a case where you thought to eat it on the third day, because if you already ate it on the third, if you only eat it on the third day, it's already done. You already did the avoda. And achashu kasher yachzuvi pasel. So Amalor Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, wait a minute. I could find models. I could find precedents where something is already done, and then you could undo it, and then you could ruin it. Wow! Look at these amazing comparisons. Hein metzinu. By all the types of people that have to count clean days. Azava and Azava, a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom has to count one clean day. Azava and Azava have to count seven clean days. But what's the halacha there? Says the Gemara, Shehein Becheskas Tahara, they are Becheskas Tahara, and yet, V'kivan She'ra'u Sasru. And yet, if they have a Re'iyah before their process is completed, so then it undermines and it ruins. It's Soser all the days beforehand. So you see, even though something is done, it's undone. So Afata says Rabbi Akiva, Al Tatama Alze, Shafu Bisha Hukshar, Yahshi Yahshavi Pasel. So to here, even though it's Hukshar, Yahshavi Pasel. So the example given is by Zav and Shmes Yom Keneged Yom, they're Becheskas Tara, and that could get undermined. What exactly does it mean that they are Becheskas Tara? When are they Becheskas Tara? So that is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says they're Becheskas Tara during the Shiva Nikiyim. Amazing. Says Rashi, what does Hefsik Tara mean? At the beginning of the seven clean days, for a woman to be able to start her seven clean days, she does what we know is called a Hefsik Tara. Why do we call it a Hefsik Tara? It's Mafsik, so thou now, she is Tahora. That is the most critical Bedika, as we know, because that changes, according to the Pashas of Rashi, explaining the Gemara, that changes her status. Now she's Cheskas Tara, not Cheskas Temeya. That's what the Hefsek Tara does. And therefore, even after a couple of days, Rashi says, Shepasku v'hischu limnos yimei sipuran, umanu dalid ohe yamim. And she counts 4 or 5 days. V'imra'u, and if she sees then, sasru kol minyanim, it sows to the whole minyan. Like it says in Meseches Nida, daf samach zayin, v'achar titar, achar lukulon, shotei tumam mafseches bahen. You can't have any Hefsek. You have to have 7 consecutive clean days for a Zav, not for Nida in the Torah, Nida the Oraisa doesn't need clean days, right? It's the end of 7 days of Re'iyah, but a Zav and a Zava require clean days, so at the end of those clean, any time during those clean days, it could get ruined, and it could break the Cheskas Tahara. Tosfos does not like this. Tosfos says no. During the Shiva Nikiyim, the woman does not yet have a Cheskas Tahara. Amazing. We can learn all of Meseches Nida, but you can't learn Meseches Nida without this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Says Tosfos, V'kivin Shiro, Pirish Bakuntris, V'zav V'zav V'shapasku, V'zchilo Limnos, Yemei Sipuran, Uman Arba V'chamisha Yamin, V'kasha, says Tosfos, De'ein Zeh Kari Cheskas Tahara. That is not a Cheskas Tara, says Tosfos, and the Shita adds in, Ache Yimnu Zayin Yamim, right? Only Zayin Yamim. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, the Yesh Lomar, Shemana Shivas Yamim, I'm sorry, that's going to be Tosfos, but that's the, so Rashi says, during the 7 days, and Tosfos says, no way. So what's the shot of the Gemara? Elanira says, Tosfos, the Mairi Bishvi Shelahen, Liachar Shetavlu. when they are at Tful Yom. On the seventh day, after they went to the mikvah, that's where there's a Cheskas Tara now. The Zav is Zava, Tfilasan Bayom, we know on a Doraisa level, Zav and Zava could go to the mikvah during the day. The Imtavlu Bishvi'i, the Acharkach, Nagu Bataras Oshimshu. If they, after they went to the mikvah, then they touched Tara, so they were with their husbands. Vira'u Acharkach, Kodem Arif Shemesh, and then they saw before Arif Shemesh, Tmeim Lamafreya. That undermines it. V'yamtina L'Shemesh, Ad HaLayla, V'yachakach Rasayna Tmeya. But if they waited till the night and then saw she's not Tmeya, El Mikan L'Haba, that is a new Re'iyah. So again, Tosfos says, there's no Cheskas Tara during the Shiva Nikiyim. Only on day seven, after she went to the mikvah, or if you look in the language of Rabbeinu Peretz in the Shita Bekubetzes, Os Chavdalad, the Yesh Lomar Shemana Shivas Yamim, Avalo Gamar Hayom, the Mixas Hayom Kakulo, right? Mixas Hayom Kakulo, but now it can be undermined, right? After it's done, so then you can undermine it. So it seems to be in Pashas Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what is the chazaka of a woman during her Shiva Nikiyim? An Afkamina might be, what about if you have a Suffolk? If you have a Suffolk Tumah? You go by the Chazakah. Does she have a Cheskas Tara? Does she have a Cheskas Tumah? So the poskim all discuss this. Interesting. Even if you want to say, according to Rashi, and this is a sugya in Maseches Chagiga, and Nida also, the sugya that's called Ya'ale L'Ragla, and that is at least Hava Min is in the Gemara, both by Zava, and also it's related to Tumas Meis. Whenever you have a 7-day counting, does it get weaker and weaker, or stronger and stronger, or does it remain the same throughout? Let's say there's a Cheskas Tara, so it changed totally, or does a woman become less and less Tamei? Or even according to Tosfos, you can ask the question according to either Rashi and Tosfos. But maybe according to Tosfos especially. Does it get less and less until you get to the full Cheskas Tara on day 7 after she goes to the mikvah? Or is it nothing? Is it full Tumah until day 7 mikvah, and then all of a sudden Cheskas Tara? And Lamai Nafkamina, what if there's a Bo'el Nida? A Bo'el Nida. Do we say that he's only Tamei the days left? Now he doesn't eat 7, you need however many days left or not, or it's a package deal. It's 7 until it is 1. So that is an important discussion in Maseches Nida, and it's related to this Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. We know the Gemara here says Zav and Zava. The Rambam also notes that whenever the Gemara talks about Zav and Zava, they are mentioned separately, Zav and Zava. Just like the Mishnah, in the beginning of the second parak in Maseches Chrisus, the Gemara says that there are 4 Mechusrei Kapara, or maybe 5. So the Gemara says there, in Perek, Arba Mechusrei Kapara, that's the name of the Perek in the second Perek in Krisus, Chesem Abeis in Krisus, Arba Mechusrei Kapara, Elohim Mechusrei Kapara, Hazav, Hazav, Vahayoledes, Vahamitzora. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ger Mechusrei Kapara, Ger is also Mechusrei Kapara. That's the Mishnah here, Chesem Abeis in Krisus. So the Rambam points out, it's this Asei Ayin Hei. Interesting that Zav and Zava are always mentioned separately, but Mitzora and Mitzora'as are not mentioned separately. That's counted as one, and it's only mentioned as one. Why is that? So the Rambam explains. In Mitzvah Ayin Hei, that's the Mitzvah of Karbanos. Karbanos Hazav, Karbanos Hazava. One of the few mitzvos, there are very few mitzvos that are only incumbent upon a woman, not on a man. There are many mitzvahs. At least the more mitzvahs that are coming down a man and not a woman, but all the mitzvahs that say shehazman grama, but the mitzvahs that are only on a woman and not a man are few and far between. Maybe karban yoledes, maybe the isser of beget ish, and this one right here, the karbanos of a zava, counted separately than the karbanos of a zav. So the Rambam says mitzvah ayin dalet is the karbanos of a zav, and at mitzvah ayin hey, shetivanu shetakriv karban kol isha zava kishen israpa, Mizova, Vakarban Hahu, Shde Tarim, Shde Bene Yona, Vizel Karban Zava, Vihi Mechuseres Kapara Achetivieu, and she is Mechuseres Kapara, she can't eat Karbanas. She can't go into the Mesa Migdash until she brings it. And then the Rambam says, Vulai Hamakshe Yikshe Alai, Viyomar, maybe someone will ask and say, Achashe Karban Azov, Huke Karban Azava, since the Zav and the Zava are the same Karban, Shte Torim o Shne Bene Yona, Lamalo Timne, Mina Karban, Yishayev Bo, Kol Mishim Yishayev. Why don't you count one mitzvah? A Zav and a Zava. Whoever Yishayev this Karban should bring it. Kimo, Shasiyas Bakarban, Shasita Bakarban Chatas, Bakarban Asham. Vadai, v'karban Hashem talui, v'karban olav yored, shemanita kol echad b'fnei atzmo mitzvah achas bavad. You don't count every avera that tzchayev achatas. You don't count every avera that tzchayev an asham. You don't count every situation tzchayev an asham talui. Count one. V'lo chashash to l'ribuy ha'avonos. And you're not choshesh for the many averos shechayoven al kol avon mehem ha'karban hahu. Cain. Hine hayaroi lachash lo tachash l'ribo ha'ishim. See here too, don't count so many people. She's chayiv kalach l'miyam karban ha'ov. So why don't we do that? Why don't we just count one mitzvah, Zav? Zav Zava, the karban of Ziva. And Zav and Zav are both obligated. Why is it counted separately? Says the Rambam, Yada hamakshe hahu, shekarban Zav Zava eina al chatoim. We know that the karban of Azav and Azava are not for sins. Avalu karban shechova la'asoso al inyan mon ha'inyanim. It's because of a certain reality that happened, a certain flow. The ilu hayu inyane azivas banashim banashim davar echad. If men and women had the same halachos of Zav, kamo, shehu, b'shem, sheshem zeh Zav, b'shem zo Zava, azay raylem nosam echad. If they had the same halachas, they had to become a Zav and a Zava, so then you could count them as one. Aval eino inyan kev, that's not true. How do you become a Zav and how you become a Zava are different. Days, times, ones, as all the differences are described in Meseches Zavim, as we know in the end of Seder Taharos. So therefore, ki agar says zera mena ish, hishit sechaveo karban, vim yagar kumo zera mena isha, different colors. And therefore, says the Rambam, because they are different, different situations, so it's not just chet, chet, chet. They're different. They have different halachas, different experiences. That's why you're going to count them separately. And the Rambam says, V'raya brura alzeh. And what's my raya brura? Whenever Chazal say Zav and Zava, they list them separately. He quotes the Mishnah in Krisus. Arba mechusri kapara, Zav, Zava, yelas betzora. V'idei tira, ech yimnu Zav and Zava b'shnayim, v'yimne mitzora b'echad, ye'ish o isha. Ki zivas ha'ish zulas, zivas ha'isha. That's exactly what our Gemara does as well. Our Gemara lists off Zav and Zava, having cheskas tara, and doesn't say them together. One final point, and that is, again, a famous comment. In the world of Hilchos Nida, we know the Rambam is against all other Rishonim. The Rambam, what is Zava? So usually we assume it's during the days when she's not in Nida. During the 7-11, the 7 days of Nida, and then during the next 11 days, if a woman sees she becomes a Zava, if she becomes a Zava Gedola, and she has to wait 7 days, she does not become a Nida again until she does Shimon Akiyam, and she loses her status of Zava, and then she could become a Nida again. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei B and Perek Vav says no. For a woman, for all of her life, is always kavua, 7-11, 7-11. That is what the Rambam says in Perek Vav Halacha Vav of Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. Kol yemei ha'isha miyom sheyikva lavest at shetamus o at sheyakar avest liyom acher tispar laolam shiva. Mitchilas yom avest v'achareyan acharasar. Shiva v'achareyan acharasar. V'tizoher b'minyan. Kidei sheteida b'eisha tiradam. Im b'mei nidaraz o b'mei zivek. Be very careful. Is it Nida? Is it Ziva? Shekol yamei shalisha kachin. All of a woman's life. Shiva yamei Nida, v'chadasa yamei Ziva. Ela imkein nefsika aleda, unless birth. So birth stops it. But Hagad Mishnah here quotes the Ramban and others that say, no, Bira Barayas Buros, that the Rambam is incorrect here. She doesn't become a Nida again until she does her Shiva. And this is why, because it's somewhat complicated to remember, Zava or Nida, as we know, Bizman Azeh, we treat everyone, Chumer Derbi Zera, that we treat every woman who sees as a Zava Gedola, even though it can't be, if it's only, it's a Chumer, it's only, she's only saw a little bit, you have to see 3 days in a row, okay, but that is the Chumra Derbi Zera. So, this is what Rabbi Akiva's taina. One final ha'ara, that is Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, just wonders, why does Rabbi Akiva Dafka only pick this halacha? We're asking, how could you undermine something after it's done? How could it be that you're going to eat and you're going to ruin the avoda? So what he quotes is Vizava. There are two other examples Rabbi Chanan quotes in Kovetz Ha'aretz, Simen Yutes, Os Aleph. He says, what about Hafaras Ha'chacham? When a chacham is oker a neder, you made a neder, and then the chacham could be okerit. Or, another example, Kiddush HaChodesh. Bezdin. The whole day is a Yom Chol. Towards the end of the day, Edom come, they could declare it. Today's Rosh Chodesh. Or even, today's Rosh Hashanah. Where Isser Malacha, to the end of the day. But that's the halacha, right? That's the, that's what we say. But anyway, Rabbi Chanan wonders, you know, why is it that this one is quoted and not the others? So you have to be mechalik somehow between these two being parallel to each other while the others are somewhat different. Okay, we can spend a lot more time on Cheskas Tara and all the related issues, but we will continue. So again, Rabbi Akiva asked, how is it? Why do you think it's so bad that it could be undermined after it's done? Maybe the pasuk does mean actual if you eat it at the wrong time, so that it would ruin it. So Rabbi Eliezer answers back, Omar le, harehu omer, ha makriv, b'shas hakravahu nifsal, v'no nifsal b'shlishi, ha makriv. which is about the avoda. During the avoda, during the akrava, it's nifsal, and it's not nifsal bishlishi. It doesn't nifsal later. So the Gemara says, oh, eino omer hamakriv. Maybe not. Maybe it says a makriv, ela ze koin hamakriv. Maybe it's only referring to the koin hamakriv, which is the, like the amazing havamina we had yesterday. At the end of the daf, maybe a koin that is mefagel is nispagel forever. He has a status of a koin that was mefagel, and he can't do the avoda anymore. Right, Rashi, v'omalacha kasev, shalo yehe kasher l'kahuna. And he won't be kasher l'kahuna anymore. Maybe that's what you use hamakriv for, but not to limit it to the during the avoda. Kshu omer oso v'zevachu medaber v'enu medaber b'kohen. If he says oso, you know it's talking about the karbon and not the kohen. So it must be talking about the avoda of the karbon itself. Ben azay omer, continuing the deos. Oso matam olomer. What does oso teach me? A new halacha. Lafisha neamar. What does the oso by pigol teach me? Lafisha neamar lo sa'acher l'shalmo. The pasuk says towards the end of Dvarim that you cannot delay bringing a karban. The iser of bal ta'acher. You have to be on time. You have to act bezrizus. Right. If not, you can't wait through a sholosh regalim. Different deos. Yachol af ma'acher nidro b'lo yeratze. I might think that if you delayed, even when you bring your karban, lo yeratze, it's going to be a problem. It won't bring ritzu if you bring it late. Tamalomar oso. Oso below yeratze, ve'en ha-ma'acher nidro below yeratze. Only someone who is pefagel is lo yeratze, but if you bring a karban after is being late, so it will work. Tosus wonders, what's the havamina? Why would I have thought? Why would I have thought that if you bring a karban too late, it's going to be possible? Ask Tosus, yesh tema, in the one line Tosus. Right, what's the havamina that I would have thought that it's possible if I bring a karban too late? It says don't bring it late, but if you bring it, finally you bring it. Why would I have thought otherwise? So says the Shidim Kubetzes, Oschava, bottom line, the Sakadai de Chamina, Sheyipasel Beichur Chataso, Kimo Beichur Zman Gufo. Well, we know, just like a karban that gets too old is nifsal, if it's too late, it's ruined. So maybe here too, you find. La'achar, not la'achar shnasa karban, la'achar shnasa gavra. That's the model that I might have thought. Just like the karban can become too late, the person can become too late. That's the havamina kamash balan. I don't have to say that. Also, if you look in the mitzvah, Isani has another example, mitzvah, or another pshat. Maybe the point is, Says the mitzvah Eisan Shahei Makom Lomar that the Gemara says in Maseches Tumura, Ein Adam Yachol Lehiskaper B'Dvar Avera. Right, you can't use a Dvar Avera to get kapar from. Maybe it's like a mitzvah Habav Avera, and that's why Mishum Kach Kivan Sha'aver Al Karban Zeh B'Bal Ta'acher Lo Yemeratze. Maybe it wouldn't work. Laficha Chishmiyanu Akasev Shehu Meratze. That's the Chiddush, that it is Meratze. That is what the Torah is teaching us. Again, why is it learned out from Pigel? Because Pigel has to do with extended time, beyond the times. That's why. Bata Acher has to do with extended time as well. That's why it's parallel. Acherim Omrim, next shot in the Brisa. Again, how do you know? It's talking about the Machshava. Lo Yechashev. V'machshava hu nifsal v'no nifsal b'shlishi. What's that, Rasha? Says Rashi, this is considered by the Acherim more mefurash than the first Rasha. Because lo yechashev, right, you shouldn't intend improperly. Right, that's how they interpret this. Zeh mefurash min harishon. Lo yechashev, don't intend to do this. And that, it's like an active, explicit source for its being about machshava and not just the actual late achila. So now, Ben Azai, who said earlier a different shot. So what does he do? How does he know that it's talking about the Zevach and not the Kohen? Right, because he used that for Lo Sa'achel L'Shalmo. So how does he know that it's not talking about the Gavra? Even though either he holds like Achirim, which is the last shot that we quoted. Lo Yeratzeh. For Lo Yeratzeh Zivchahu. Lo Yeratzeh is focusing on the object. It's focusing on the animal. It's not focused on the person. And therefore, that's the source. Uben Azai, Oso below Yeratzeh, Vein Ma'acher Nidro below Yeratzeh, Mehacha Nafka? So Ben Azai is the one that brought this in, that if it's too late, it's not going to be ruined. But does he learn it from this pasuk of Lo Yeratzeh? Mida Achirim Nafka. He has a different Achirim and a different Brisa that teaches us that if you bring a carbon too late, it's not going to be possible. The Tanya, the Brisa talks about a specific type of carbon. Achirim omrim, yocho yehe bechor, she'ibrash naso, a firstborn. She'ibrash naso, you know, we know there's a mitzvah to bring a karban, the bechor firstborn. We know it's an automatic karban, right? Whether I like it or not, it's the only automatic karban, right? Whether I like it or not, it's going to be a karban. But I'm supposed to bring it within its first year. So yocho yehe bechor, she'ibrash naso, I might have thought that a bechor who gets too old, avrash naso, kipsulei mukdashim, yipasel, I might think that it's like psulei mukdashim, and you should just say, it's pasul, it's like nafal bomum, so it's done, it's too old, so therefore you don't bring it. Tamaloma, the pasuk says no, v'yachalta lefnei Hashem alokecha, maaseh degancha, tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, you have all that in that pasuk to teach me all the things that you eat in Yerushalayim, and in that pasuk you have bechar and meiser, so tamalor, v'chulu makish bechar l'meiser, so we compare the two. Ma meiser in a nifsal mishana lechaverta, just like meiser is not nifsal, meiser behema is not nifsal mishana lechav, or meiser rishon sheni, all the meiseres, right? Because Rashi says we're talking about biur, right? You have to give all the meiseres properly, just like meiser doesn't get ruined after the year, right? The third year you have to go and do biur up until that point is kosher. Af bechor in a nifsal mishana lechaverta. So you see, so too bechor. So you see from this a different makar. So you see, bechor is not nifsal when it's too late. So what do you need the general pasuk by Pigel that Baal Ta'acher is not going to ruin the carbon? You have this pasuk here in Parshas Re'eh. Says the Gemara, you need two psukim. You need two psukim. Why? Itzrich. Sakadai dechamina hanimili bechor. I might have thought only bechor is not a problem. The la bar hartzahu. There's no kapara element. And therefore, there's no kapara element. It's too late. It's okay. But you don't need it for mechaper. Aval kachim debnei hartzoninu. But were you trying to get an atonement, a kapara, and you're bringing something too late? Maybe the Hashem is not interested. Maybe there wouldn't be, you wouldn't be able to, it won't be meratzeh in that case. Kamash malan, even in a karban that has meratzeh properties, even there, one would say that it is okay, even if it is brought late. Which karbanas are we talking about that are b'nei hartzah? Rashi. Dola b'nei hartzah, he ain't a balachab rav kachim kigon. What are we talking about? Kigon ola. Rashi says, Ola shemechaperes alasei, as we learned back in the first parak. Ola, ubishlamim, what about shlamim? Shlamim mechaper on anything? Shemevin ledoron, says Rashi, no. It's just a present, but in litain, but it's still litain shalom, ben yishol aviyem shavah shamayim. It's still there to accomplish something. Meratza doesn't mean only be mechaper on an aveira. Right, shlamim means it's to bring shalom. Right, like Rashi quotes this ala Torah, the shlamim, Hashem gets some, the Kohanim gets some, the Baalim gets some. That's why it's the carbon of shalom. So you might have thought all of those that it is meratzes to accomplish something. So maybe that has a higher standard. Kamash malan. You don't say that. It's interesting. The havamini here is that by a carbon of ritsui, maybe it won't be allowed once it's brought too late, because that stigma might stick with it. Maybe this is connected. Maybe connected to that daya that the Ritva quotes in Maseches Sukkah. The Ritva quotes a daya both on Daf Tes and Chav Tes and Mabez Laman Aman Aleph about Mitzvah Baba Avera. A couple of questions. Why isn't there a problem of Mitzvah Baba Avera by Sukkah? The Gemara at Tosfos asks in Sukkah on Daf Tes. And the Ritva deals with this in the third parak as well. And the Ritva at least quotes a daya of the Baalei HaTosfos, which we don't have in the Baalei HaTosfos, but the Ritva quotes that maybe Mitzvah Baba Avera only applies by mitzvos shel ritsui, mitzvos that are meant to be meratza us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like lulav, like karban, right? Those are the places, like tefillah maybe, because tefillah is like a karban. So maybe only there we have the principle of Mitzvah Baba Avera. But other mitzvos like sukkah, that's a mitzvah, but it's not meant by the ratzah. So again, this is against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has it by matzah. The Yerushalmi has it maybe by the possibility, at least by Yitzias Shabbos. But at least here, the Ritva has this daya in the name of the Baal Yatosa. So maybe that connects to our Gemara. Because our Gemara, I'll read it to you. Ritva on Daf Tes. Tirtu betosfos, delechel ha-meir mitzvah v'avir el abadav rabal ratzos, kikarban v'lulav, avalobashar mitzvos. And then the Ritva argues, well, the Ritva doesn't like it, but that's the Deya. So maybe our Gemara is talking about it. Maybe mitzvahs of Ritsui are the ones that would have the psul of too late, kamash molanah. But it's a connected idea. Again, Rashi says here that Shlamim does not have any kapara power. It's just Mivi and Doron. And that's the impression you get from the Rambam. Remember the Rambam? We've read this a few times. The end of Paragimel of Hilchas Meiser Kabanos. What vidui do you do on a carbon shlomim. You're due vidui of chatas, avon chatas, ola, avon, bitule ase. And what about shlomim? The year Ali says the Rambam she'ena misvada ala shlomim. Avalomer divrei shevach. You're not misvada, you just say divrei shevach. You just praise Hashem. That's the impression you get from Rashi here as well. The Netziv here, though, says there's a problem, because there is a Gemara elsewhere that says a shlomim is mechaper on ases also. Right? In mechaper on ases. And therefore, says the Netziv. The Netziv tells us to look in Erech in Daf Chaf Aleph, and Rashi there says shlomim mechaperin on ases. So says the Netziv, there's different types of ases. If there's just a regular bitul asay, that's what an ol is mechaper on. But if there's a general mitzvah, what he says, gemilas chesed, I didn't do gemilas chesed. Is there a chiyuv to do gemilas chesed to this specific person? I have a general mitzvah of gemilas chesed. Pirashi b'makom acher, dahainu asay shel gemilas chesed, she'ena asay mefurash lahalvos laoso ish v'chadome. V'yon shel gamkein ba'olam hazeh. Kedisa b'sopar galav dekidushin le'inyin schar v'anusha anashim yichulu tzaro v'chulu v'yalzem evin shlamim l'ratzos v'laso shalom b'pamlaya shel mala. But like the Rambam says in the end of the Parakim, he quotes that Rambam, you don't do vidui on this. But again, maybe that's what it is machaper for. So maybe Shlomim does a little bit. Right, we've spoken about Ola in depth, and Chatos, and Asham. We haven't really touched on Shlomim as much, but this Netziv is important that it is machaper on something. Good. Also, Bechor, the automatic nature of Bechor, also reminds us of that Taz that we always like to quote, but again, every few months it's good to quote the sources that we should remember. Right, the halachas of Petor Chamor in Yerodeasim and Shin Chaf Aleph. Halacha l'maisa. Bechor behema temeya noheg bechol makom. Uvechol zman. Veino noheg ela bechamorim. V'zeh mitzvaso. Right, this is a mitzvah. Bechor behema tahora. Bechor behema temeya is noheg bezman hazeh. If somebody has, if a Jew owns a donkey and they have a firstborn, you have to switch it with a sheep and then give that sheep to the Kohen, and then the Bechor is yours. There is a bracha on that as well, says the Shulchan Aruch, Miyaksim Afrisho Mevarech Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvot V'Tzivanu Al Pidyon Petar Chamor. That is the bracha that we make. Ask the Taz, why is there a bracha here? And there's a bracha we know on Pidyon Aben, but there's no bracha on Bechor Behema Tahora. What our Gemara is talking about. So the Prisha has his own answer, but the one we quote is the Taz. The Taz says, because really you're not doing anything. You only make a bracha when you, a bracha is a mitzvah when you do something. V'nirali dein shayach bracha ela b'masha oseh ha'adam mishelo al zeh shemavarech shezach alasos mishelo ratzon ha'makom baruch hu mashenkin b'bechar demeyolam lo hayali shos chuspo. Even a bechar, no, it was never mine. Demishenol olad hu b'gazad rachmana. When it was born, it really belongs to Hashem. V'avikilu lo nolad lo oso bechar. It's as if it, I didn't have it. Elakilu nolad b'beis kohen mi paraso derachmana zika lo b'kach k'mo shekazav kol petarechem li. Unlike Petach Chamor and Bechor Adam, where you're actually doing something. Or even Truma, you're choosing. It's not automatic. You're being mafresh. You're choosing when, what to be mafresh and how to be mafresh and how much to be mafresh, right? You're making decisions then. That's why Truma is going to have a bracha unlike Bechor. Period. So we just explained why there's two sources to teach me that even if a carbon is late, it does not nifsal. Continuing, says the Gemara, V'yachati mehasam nafka, still, is that where you learn it from? V'haya b'cha chet, v'lo b'karban cha chet. The end of that pasuk says, in you will be chet, mashba v'lo b'karban cha chet. And not in your karban. So the Gemara says, no, Ben Azai uses that for a different halacha. Ha'humi b'aylei, v'haya b'cha chet, v'lo b'ishta cha chet. That's teaching me that only you will bear the sin, but your wife won't be affected. Salkadai da chamina, ho'av amar rabbelazer v'tim rabbi Yochanan. Ein ishto shal da meisa elan kem bevakshim imenu mamon ve'ein lo. A person's wife might die if he refuses to give money to something he's supposed to give money to. The Sichos Musar of Chayshma Levit says this is obviously not talking about a case where the woman is not chayev es misa for something else. If a woman is supposed to die for something else, maybe she'll have some protection if her husband is doing what he's supposed to be doing. But if he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, that's where it's going to fall in. That's what this line means. That's what the Sichas Musar says, obviously, right, in Maimer Ayin Gimel. Right, Chas V'Shalom. Vadei shebiglal chatoya shalah hi meisav. Eini nasis neshes biglalo. Avol sof sof af hum itztar b'misas ishto. And that's what they're connected. They're connected. But either way, Rabbi Elazar says, a person's wife might die if he doesn't pay what he's supposed to pay. Rashi says, Mamonu Shagazal. He stole money and he is not giving it up. The Shidim Gubetas adds, he stole money to be Meshubat for Ksubas Isha, and she says, no, there's no other money, I need this money. Even though it's stolen money. So she's taking part in the Avera. But again, so there are certain times when a man would be punished, at least even as a side, derech agav onish, the woman's going to be chayv misaf, is going to be, her time is up for whatever reason, but he's going to be affected by it. Shenemar im ein l'chol l'shalein, lama ikach mishkavcha mitachtecha, so, b'hai avon ba'al ta'acher nami mesa, you might think ba'al ta'acher also, if it's too late, you're just refusing, kamash malan, no, kamash malan, that's not going to happen, from ba'al ta'acher, right, that's only, by v'hayy b'chachet v'lo b'ishtachachet. It's not going to happen by about the acher. Only you will be focused on by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not the family. Again, a lot more there regarding the isha and the baal and the connection between them. But as we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate dayan who tzadik v'yashar hu, and he never would punish anyone without thinking about the consequences of how that would affect anyone else and the pain that other people will be in. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything worked out altogether. Good. Acherim omrim, b'machshavo nifla nifla b'shlishi. So Rabbi Acherim used that makor of Rabbi Eliezer lo yechashem e'avile. What does Rabbi Eliezer use lo yechashev for? Miboyle, the kid Rabbi Yanai. Tom Rabbi Yanai, minayin l'machshava shemotzio zumizu. As we learned, how do you know that a machshava besides machshavas pigol ruins the machshavas pigol? Shenemar lo yechashev, lo yarev bo machshavos achero. So we have two sources, really, for this. This source, and we had also lo yeratzeh, kartzoas kasher, kachartzoas pasol. Same idea. For Rav Mari Masni Amar, Rav Yana, Minan L'Machashiv B'Kachim, Shuloka, how do we know that you get Malkus for being Machashiv B'Kachim? Tamalomar Lo Yechashiv. Right, the Rambam, if you remember, said it's like being Matil Mum B'Kachim. Lo Yechashiv. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Mari, you get Malkus? Lav Shein Bo Maisu. V'chol Lav Shein Bo Maisu in Lokan Olav. It's a Lav Shein Bo Maisu. Why would you not get Malkus? Why would you get Malkus? So the Gemara answers, Amarle, you're right, Rabbi Yehuda he, Dabalav Shein B'Maisa Lokan Olav. This Rabbi Yanai would be going like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you do get Malkus for a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So these few lines here are really chock full. Ask the Karen Ora. I don't understand. This is a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. If I do a Shechit L'Shem Avodah Zarah, I'm Chayav Misa for that. That's a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. Right, so here, it's the same kind of thing. You're doing a physical act that's not a problem, but your thought makes it problematic. That's the Ishba Maisa. I do a Shechita, and I'm thinking about Avodah Zarah. I do a Shechita, and I'm thinking about Pigel. Right, why isn't that a Lav Shei Ishba Maisa? Ask the Karen Ora. Says the Karen Ora, maybe there's a difference. Because here, it's still focused on the Machshava. He says one little line, one little cryptic line. We've got to figure out what he means. The Yesh Lomar. Delo Nemra Azhara Ala Shechita. The Isser by Shechita L'Avodah Zarah is an Isser Shechita. It's an Isser of Shechting with a Machshava for Avodah Zarah. Here the Avera is not Shechting with a Machshava of Pigel. The Avera is a Machshava of Pigel by itself. The Yesh Lomar D'lo Nemar Asara Ala Shechita Ela Al HaMachshava. V'HaMachshava Ein Bo Maisa. Even if there is a physical act being done, the focus of the Isser is B'Machshava, and therefore it's not going to be the Tzfas Emes here discusses a number of cases. And again, this requires a lot of discussion. But again, just to quote some of the cases, because it's an amazing discussion that we can have. Like when you're doing a physical act, but you're doing an Avera also.
What
about Dibur? See, it sounds like from here that Machshava without Dibur, it sounds like maybe you could prove from our Gemara, like the Shita of the Rambam and the Chinuch, against Rashi and Tosfos and the Smag. Because if you're doing Dibur, then it should be just like Tmura, that Dibur is Nechsha Maisa. But the Gemara here calls it a Lashay Emo Maisa. So maybe it shows there's not even Dibur, says the Sfas Emes. But then he says, what about all these other cases? The Rambam quotes that if somebody brings Karbanos limbs up on the Mizbeach without salt, Malkus. Los Ashvis Bris Melach. So if you Kuwait, you get Malkus. Okay, what's the problem? The Rama himself says, if you go into the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif without a Karban, you don't get Malkus. It's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Lo Yirof and Ayre Kam, because you didn't bring what you're supposed to do. What do you mean? You did a physical act, and you left something out. What's the difference between going into the Beis HaMikdash without a Karban, and going up the Mizbeach without salt? Right, what's the difference? So he says maybe a carbon has tashlumin, right, or not. Right, what about the Isser of the Sfas Emes mentions? Oh, he doesn't mention it, but others mention it. Right, what about other cases where you could do a physical act, but you are not. It works both ways. It works both ways. We mentioned in the past, if you don't do a physical act, sometimes it's called a maisa, right? Chasima bekol. Chasima bekol, some of the achronim say. Right? If you muzzle just by screaming at your animal, is that a lafshi yishma maisa or a lafshi aimba maisa? Here, you have, sometimes you have physical acts, but they're called yishma maisa, they're called lafshi aimba maisa. Sometimes you don't have a physical act, and they're called yishma maisa. Again, it's a little tricky. But the pigol is even in the Rishonim. The Ramban in Kuntras Dina de Garmi discusses why isn't pigol garmi? The Gemara only talks of this in a case of Hezek She'eno Nikar. But the Ramban is wonders in Kushrus Dina de Garmi. So what about Pigol? Why don't you say that Pigol is Garmi? Says the Ramban, V'kasha l'cha yihachi mi mefagol nami shamina dina de Garmi. Tothem nami machshavahi v'chashvina le kemaisa. U'mechayvina le mishim kenasa u'mishim adin ishme Hezek. Lokasha. Dahasa maisa hu shehu shochto l'kach. Ela she'ein ha'isser nikar bo. The Isser is the Maisa, but the Isser is not Nikar in the Maisa. So is that like arguing on like the, going in the opposite direction of our Gemara? Because it's talking, it's focused on there is a Maisa. Tosis and Baba Kama Daf Kuf seem to say there is no Maisa. This is a major discussion in the poskim about how to view Pigol, but again, we're just mentioning a couple of shitas. But to know, if we would learn this properly, we'd have to go through all the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Sfasemesis cases here and all those Rambams. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, now we get to all the cases of Pigol, and we have the example, explicated a little more, of Yatir HaMatir Kimitzvaso. Everything has to be perfect besides the one thought of Pigol. Says the Mishnah, Zeachlau, this is the rule, Kol HaShochet VaHamakabel, VaHamahalik VaZorek, if anybody does any of the Dalet Avodos of Dam, Le'echol Dover Shadarko Le'echol, U'lahakti Dover Shadarko Lahaktir, to eat something that's normally eaten, to burn something that's normally burned, again, against Rebbe Elazar Shita that we had on yesterday's daf, kizayis chutz limkomo, pasul vein bokaris. Chutz lizmano, pigo v'chayav anolav kares, as we had. Ubilvad, here's the key line, sheyakriv hamatir kimitzvaso. As long as the matir is hukrav properly, that means everything else is done properly. What is the matir? Rashi says the dam. As long as the avodas hadam is all done properly. Ketzad. So what does that mean? Karav ketsa karav matzah kimitzvasa. Shachat b'shtika. If I shech b'shtika, that means without any problematic thought. Kibel v'halach v'zor chutz lizmano, and then all the other avodos are done chutz lizmano. O sheshachat chutz lizmano v'kibel v'halach v'zor b'shtika. Or the I shech chutz lizmano, and all the other ones are done without a problem. O sheshachat v'kibel v'halach v'zor chutz lizmano. Or I did it all chutz lizmano. Zeo shemakav matzah kimitzvasa. If all you thought about was pigol, without any other problematic thought, whether it's in one avoda or in all the avodas, that is pigol. Yakar v'matar kimitzvaso. Case that lokar v'matar kimitzvaso. What's a case that does not fulfill the requirements of pigol? Shachat. Says the Gemara. Shachat. I lost the place. Shachat chuslim komo. That's the case of karvamatik mitzvaso. Case that low karvamatik mitzvaso. Shachat chutzlim komo. Kibel v'halach v'zorach chutzlis mano. If I have a chutzlim komo thought earlier in the avoda, and then chutzlis mano later. Osha shachat chutzlis mano. Kibel v'halach v'zorach chutzlim komo. Or the opposite order. Osha shachat v'kibel v'halach v'zorach chutzlim komo. Or I thought about chutzlim komo. Ha-pesa v'ha-pesa v'achata sheshachtun shalol lishman. Or the other Shavos that we know are post-sell, Pesach and Achata, Shalol Lishmo, the Kibbe of Halav Azorach, Shalol Lizmano, any type of other problematic thought that's post-sell, along with the Chutz Lizmano thought, Osha Shachar Chutz Lizmano. I did the beginning, Chutz Lizmano, Kibbe of Halav Azorach, Shalol Lishman, Osha Shachar, the Kibbe of Halav Azorach, Shalol Lishman, Zeo Shalol Karav Amatar Kimitzvaso. So that is Shalol Karav, and therefore that's not going to be Pigel. What about these cases? There's a shear. Lecho kezayis bachutz kezayis lamachar. I eat a kezayis bachutz and a kezayis lamachar. Rashi says these cases now are within the same avoda. That's where we're moving. All right, this is the first case. The first part of the mission was about two avodos, and this is my one avoda. Kezayis lamachar, kezayis bachutz. Either way, kechati zayis bachutz, kechati zayis lamachar. Half kezayis bachutz, half lamachar. Kechati zayis lamachar, kechati zayis bachutz. Pasul the ain bokaritz. All those cases are Puzzle, the Bokaris, because it's not enough for it to be a pig or case full chutzlas mano, and therefore it's just going to be puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda argues on everything in the Mishnah, at least half the cases. Zeaklau. Kol shemachsheves hazman kadma lemachsheves hamakom. Depends what came first. Yatir hamatir kimitzvaso just means it has to start out well. If the machsheves hazman came before the machsheves hamakom, pigo v'chayav and alav karis. Chutzlas mano came first, that makes it pigo. V'im machsheves hamakom kadma lemachsheves hazman, but if it was the opposite, pasul v'ein bo karis. If machsheves hamakom came first, then it does ruin it. V'chacham omer mechazev echazev. No, come say both. Even if Machsheves Hazman comes first, it's still possible. We'll have to see what the difference is between the Chachamim and the Tanakhama. Finally, Lechol Kachati Zayis Lahakter Kachati Zayis Kosher. Half a Kazayis of Haktara and Achila, that does not combine. She'ein Achila V'Haktara Mitzdarfin. They are not Mitzdarif, and therefore that would not be a case of pickle. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue next time as we keep marching through Zvachim. Two more daf here for the second parak. Okay, we'll stop here.